Amen. Break chopping with stock devices. Intermediate. Let's do it. In this lesson, you're going to take a classic amen break, chop it into playable slices, rearrange it into a modern drum and bass or jungle roller, and then process it so it hits hard and sits in a real track. And the best part, we're staying completely stock inside Ableton Live. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. Chop purpose beats chop quantity. The amen has a million tiny details, but your job is to decide what role it's playing. Is it your main drums? Is it a texture layer under a clean kit? Or is it a fill generator that only shows up at transitions? That single decision will stop you from making random edits and will make your loop sound intentional. All right, step 0. Set up the project. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle urgency, go 174. Now create two audio tracks. Name the first one Amen Raw. That's your reference, your clean original, your truth. The second one is Amen Besample. That's where you're going to print your edits later. This is a real break shopper habit. Keep one clean, commit on the other. Now step 1. Import and warp the Amen correctly. This matters more than any effect chain. Drop your Amen break onto Amen Raw. Double-click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Here's the goal. The first transient, usually the first kick, must land exactly on 1.1.1. Zoom in, find that first hit, and set your start marker so it's perfectly on the grid. Then check the loop end. The clip should end exactly on a bar boundary, usually one bar or two bars depending on the sample. If it drifts, don't ignore it. If you ignore it, every chop will feel wrong and you'll think your programming is bad, when it's actually the warp. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. And make sure transient loop mode is off for now. We're not doing weird repeats yet. We're just trying to make the break behave. If it flams, or the last hits feel late or early, add a warp marker near the end and pull it into alignment with the grid. Do a quick playback test. Loop it, and listen for that annoying train wheels effect where it slowly shifts against the click. If you hear that, fix it now. This is the foundation. Okay, step 2. Slice to MIDI, the core workflow. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing dialog, slice by transient. Create one slice per transient. Warp slices on. Preserve transients. Hit OK. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice is mapped across pads. Rename this track Amen Rack, because you're going to keep coming back to it. Now step 3. Tighten the slice behavior inside drum rack so it feels like a real instrument. Open the drum rack. Click a few pads and look at Simpler for each slice. Put Simpler into classic mode. Set it to a one-shot feel. Trigger mode, not gate. Then set voices to 1 so slices don't overlap and smear. That overlap is a huge reason beginner break chops sound muddy. If you hear clicks when notes retrigger quickly, don't panic and don't soften everything. Just add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, on the slices that click. Not everything needs it. Also, if a slice is leaving too much tail and stacking up, shorten the release and Simpler. You want rolls to be crisp, not ringy. Teacher tip. You don't need to perfect all 40 slices. Pick 6 to 10 hero slices and commit. Find 1 or 2 kicks you like, 2 snares with different characters, a few hats or shuffles, and a couple gritty ghost slices. Build most of the pattern from those. That's how the loop ends up with a clear identity. Another pro move right here. Choke groups. If your hats and shuffles are going crazy and smearing into noise, put most of those hat-type slices into the same choke group, so they cut each other off. Keep snares out of that choke group. This is especially good for cleaner, modern rollers where you still want the amen energy, but not a messy wash. Step 4. Build a rolling D&B pattern from the slices. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the amen rack. Start with a simple backbone. Get your main snare landing on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton terms, that's 2.1 and 4.1 in bar 1, and then the same in bar 2. Put a kick on 1.1, then add a second kick somewhere around 1.3.3 as a starting point. That placement is vibe dependent, so don't treat that as law. The point is, establish anchors. Kick and snare are your anchors. Now bring the amen to life with ghosts. Add quiet little hits between the main snare hits. A couple tiny ghost snares. Some shuffles. A small 16th note movement near the end of bar 2. And now the big one. Velocity. Velocity is everything for breaks. Make your main snare hit strong, around 105 up to 127 depending on the slice. Ghost notes should whisper, 20 to 60. Hats and extra shuffles can live around 40 to 90. If you do identical velocities, it'll instantly sound like a stiff drum machine, and the whole point of the amen is that human, frantic movement. In the MIDI editor, turn on fold so you only see the pads you're actually using. This keeps you focused and fast. Now step 5, classic jungle edits. Stock only, but it'll sound like you know what you're doing. First, stutters. Pick a snare or hat slice near the end of bar 2. Duplicate it into 16th notes. If you want chaos, go 32nd notes, but stay in control. Then slightly vary the velocity on each repeat so it doesn't machine gun. A tiny ramp up or down makes it feel performed. Second, reverse hits. Duplicate a slice to a new pad, or just duplicate the sample within the rack. Turn on reverse and simpler. Place that reversed hit in 8th note or quarter note before a main snare. This is instant tension and release. Third, dropouts. Don't always add more. Sometimes you remove. Delete a kick or hat right before a snare so the snare feels even bigger. If you want it to feel intentional, give it a short reverb tail on that snare, like a little signature hole in the groove. Extra coach note here. Microtiming should mostly live on the quiet stuff. Keep your main kick and snare anchors locked. If you want groove, nudge a few ghost notes a few milliseconds early or late. Turn the grid off or set it super fine and do tiny nudges. That's how you get swing without making the whole loop feel late. Step 6. Groove and micro swing. Open the groove pool. Try a swing 16 groove for subtle movement, or an MPC style swing if you want that classic bounce. Apply it to your MIDI clip, but don't overdo it. Amount somewhere around 10 to 25%. Timing around 70 to 100%. Keep groove velocity very low, like 0 to 10%, because you already did the reedle velocity work manually. Rule of thumb. Swing is seasoning, not the meal. If you crank it, DNB loses that forward momentum and starts to feel like it's dragging. Now step 7. Stock processing chain for punch and grit. We'll process lightly on slices if needed, but mainly on the bus. Optional per slice shaping. On your key kick or snare slices, you can add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs presence, a little push around 3 to 6 kHz, then a touch of saturator per slice if a hit is too polite. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and then turn the output down so you're not just getting louder. Always level match. Your ears get tricked by louder, but the main action is on the amen rack track itself. Here's the recommended order. First, EQ8. High pass 25 to 35 Hz to clean sub rumble. Dip a bit around 250 to 450 Hz to control mud. If it's dull, a gentle shelf up around 8 to 10 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB. Second, drum bus. Start low and build. Drive around 5 to 20%. Crunch 0 to 20% depending how dark you want it. Boom is dangerous on the MN because the low tails can get messy, so keep it subtle, like 0 to 10. Then transients. Push it, plus 5 to plus 20 to add snap. Use damp to keep it from getting harsh. Third, glue compressor. Ratio 2:1 to start. Attack around 3 ms, or 10 ms if you want more punch to come through before compression grabs. Release on auto, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not flattening. Fourth, saturator after the glue. This is for attitude and density. Analog clip mode, 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip on. Again, output down to match. This is not loudness, this is texture. Fifth, utility to trim gain and keep headroom. And if the break is too wide and messy, try reducing width to 70 to 90%, especially in busy sections. Narrower often feels louder and cleaner. If the whole break feels rinny and you want it tighter, you can also try a gate after the rack with a fast attack and short release. Use it gently, just to keep tails from stacking. Now step 8. Layering for modern rolling DNB. This is the move. Amen for character, clean hits for consistency. Add another drum rock with a clean kick and snare. Keep it simple. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Let that clean kit own the punch. Then high pass the amen layer so it doesn't fight your low end. On the amen rack EQ, try high pass around 120 to 200 Hz depending on how much low you want from the break. If you're going for modern and clean, push that higher. If you want more old school weight, keep more low mids, but be careful. If you want the low end extra tight, sidechain the amen to the clean kick. Put a compressor on the amen rack, enable sidechain, choose the clean kick track, and do just a small amount of gain reduction. The kick stays dominant, and the amen still feels fast. Now step 9. Arrange it like a reedle DNB tune, 8 to 16 bars. Here's a simple 16-bar template that works constantly. Bars 1 to 4, main loop, keep it readable. Bars 5 to 8, add intensity. More ghost hits, more shuffles, maybe a little more drive. Bars 9 to 12, variation. Try a reverse into bar 9, or do a call and response snare swap. Same timing, but use a brighter snare slice in bar 1 and a darker snare slice in bar 2. The groove stays stable, but your ear hears evolution. Bars 13 to 15, reduce. Drop hats for a bar or two, or low pass the amen slightly for a darker moment. Bar 16, fill, stutter, maybe the reverb tail on one hit, then slam into the next section. Automation makes this feel like a DJ is mixing your drums. Slowly open a low pass over 8 bars. Push drum bus drive just for the last 2 beats before a transition. Narrow stereo width briefly before a drop, then snap it wide again. These are simple moves that translate as arrangement, not just a loop repeating. And remember the 4-bar phrasing rule. Pick one signature edit and place it every 4 bars, maybe with slight variation. Dance music feels intentional when the ear learns where the surprises lie. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If the warp is bad, the groove is bad. Fix the loop first. If all your chops have identical velocity, it'll sound fake. Ghost notes should be quiet. If the amen has too much low end, it will fight your sub and kick. High pass it or layer clean lows. If you overswing, it'll feel late. Keep it subtle, and if you overdistort, you'll lose punch and clarity. Gain stage and a slash be often. Now let's do the mini practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Your goal, a 2-bar amen-based roller with 1 fill and 1 variation. Slice the amen to a drum rock by transients. Program bar 1 as a basic pattern. Kick, snare, a couple ghost hits. Bar 2 is mostly the same, but add a 1/16 stutter in the last half beat. Add a groove at about 15%. On the amen rack track, add drum bus with transients around plus 10 and drive around 10%. Add glue compressor at 2:1 with 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. Now resample. Record or freeze and flatten, or route the amen rack into amen resample and print those 2 bars to audio. Then chop the resample again. This audio version is shortened for playback.